The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. The stunning first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles account, the famous arrival of Christianity in the heart of Athens. This event right here is civilizational changing, and I'm not being hyperbolic here. The arrival of Christianity into the heart of this city, if you go there today, when you think of Greece, what do you really think of? Think of a postcard. You think of that huge temple mount of the Parthenon, remnants of that ancient temple. It would have been stunningly beautiful. It was built in 437 BC, so about 500 years before the arrival of Paul. And Athens was a stunning city. It was the intellectual heart of our civilization. You can think of the names of Aristotle, Socrates, Plato, Pythagoras, Ptolemy. I mean, you name it, these men, as we see here, Paul is praising. Watch this. What Paul does here is a masterclass of how to share the gospel. So Paul, imagine walking around Athens like a tourist, just marveling at the beautiful, stunning temples. I mean, if you go to Washington, D.C., you see how even now the Greeks have influenced our culture. What have we erected when you go to D.C.? You're essentially looking at copies of pagan Greek temples. And so now Paul, looking at the real thing, is walking around. Because he honors the Greeks. He even says it here. He says, I'm walking around your city. And I see you're very religious people. This is what he's doing. He's praising the good that's in them. And as he's walking around these different temples to these gods, he doesn't say, you're an idiot. Look at all you fake gods. No, he's saying, you have in your heart a desire for truth. And that's essentially what the Greeks give us as Western civilization inheritors. Because again, look at our civilization. Why are we so utterly brilliant in the West? Why we've created science, hospitals, universities? Well, it's because you've noticed underpinning that is a respect for the intellectual mind. Through reason, I can discover objective truth. The foundational principle of the West, which allows for all of our advancement in technology. Well, we inherited that from the Greeks. Now, infused with the truth of the gospel. Paul, again, writing, God doesn't dwell in sanctuaries made by human hands, Paul says. You're groping for the truth. He says, you're perhaps groping for him and you find him. He's essentially saying, you Greeks, I honor you because you're taking the search for truth seriously. You've erected these fake temples, but he doesn't call it fake. He says, there's something good in you as you're searching for the truth. Now what you're searching for, I proclaim to you. You see, we're all searching for truth, happiness, peace. And we've erected to this very day temples, haven't we? Yes, there aren't fake pagan temples around here. Or maybe there is. Tall Salesforce building, the tallest building in San Francisco, what is that? And essentially the altar, the temple to the pursuit of money. Or how about that $1 billion temple in Sacramento? Golden One Arena, Golden One Center. And essentially we're worshiping sports. Oh, we do have our pagan temples today, but they look a little bit differently. But the end of the pursuit is the same. We're trying to find happiness. And the fake pagan temples of modern man is, again, money. One temple, power. One temple, pleasure. Another temple, honor. Another temple. But like the fake gods of old, these temples will always fail man. And that's where, as Christians, we must proclaim the truth which we desperately seek is Jesus Christ, God made flesh. Now, I'll end here with this final note. As glorious as Paul's preaching here, by every account, he was a failure. Massive Greeks didn't convert to Catholicism immediately. No, it says only a few, handful, and the rest of them scoffed. But it's okay. It's not our job to convert hearts. It's our job to live the faith and to proclaim it boldly. And we leave the rest to God.